Royal Rumble's happening this Sunday, and I had no idea until just about 2 hours ago. Faraz, why didn't you let me know about this?
I thought it's best to let you find out by yourself.
If there was a goddamn pay-per-view on Sunday that I have to stay home and watch?
Well, if I have to stay up till 4 in the morning to watch it,
but
why
don't.
Should
you?
You don't.
You have the WWE Network now. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Well, thank them. Well, no, actually, don't thank them.
All right. Fine. We won't thank them.
No. They should have given it to us months ago.
They did. Yeah. Well, they dropped the ball on that. But they got you the WWE Network. You finally have it for $9.99.
Indeed. The pound, dreaded $9.99.
Pound $9.99, though, right?
Yes.
Right on. It's the People's Podcast on ThingsDeathSays.net. We have a guest this evening in the virtual studio. And for us, we did some spritzing. We made
tidied up.
We made the studio look nice. One of my favorite people to do comedy with. I think she needs to come out more often. And came out recently as a wrestling fan, Regan Talle on the show. It's good to have you, Regan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here. Yeah, that's true. I recently came out of the wrestling closet.
The way you did it. Yes, thank you. Studio audience is loving that. The way you came out was in such a dramatic fashion that it touched my heart.
That?
Yeah. What made you come out? What made you finally say, I'm going to reveal this to my peers?
I noticed that a lot of comedians are big WWE fans, and it wasn't something like, I mean, I've always known of it, and I always thought it was like cheesy when I was growing up.
Oh, and it was when you were growing up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's still fairly cheesy, but I think we can get past it now. I don't know that what I did was super dramatic, but anyway, I started watching, like, this is so ridiculous, because I basically started watching Total Divas with my roommate.
Yeah!
I know, Des, no. I love that show.
Really?
Yes, I know, I know, I know you hate it.
Yes!
Hate is a very weak word.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not even allowed to talk about it on the show.
It's so juicy and delicious and fun. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's cool. And I've always been, you know, I have a pretty athletic background. So, like, I admire athletes in general. But also some juicy reality thrown in there isn't like right up my alley.
Oh, Regan, you would be such a big fan of 1999 WCW.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
You would love it.
1998 WCW.
No. She doesn't need to be subjected to Jay Leno versus Hulk Hogan. That was a thing that happened.
That's pretty awesome.
People had to pay money for that.
Well, gee, I wonder who won.
Actually,
wasn't that no contest?
Yeah, we think it was. It was a disqualification because WCW doesn't know that Hulk Hogan should beat Jay Leno. But anyway, giant nerd moment.
Well, I guess it's probably because Leno is really likable, and doing a match like that, they're like, well, we can't make anybody.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I've always hated Jay Leno. He's been my least favorite of the comedy.
Of the Lenos?
Of the Lenos.
It's okay, buddy.
So I enjoyed watching him try and fight Hulk Hogan. What was the one for us?
I'll look that up. Really want to see that.
Was it Carl?
No, you don't.
Was it Carl Malone who tried?
No, I mean, not even for like entertainment's sake. Isn't that kind of the entire point?
I think Des nearly had a heart attack when he watched it.
What was the? There was one particular match. It was Dennis Rodman was doing it.
Dennis Rodman and was it Hulk Hogan versus Carl Malone and DDP?
Yeah.
So oh.
And who?
And Diamond Dallas Page. And these are some of the things that they tried to do in 1998 to make WCW overtake WWF at that point. And they thought, let's have Dennis Rodman wrestle, and let's have Carl Malone wrestle, and let's have them wrestle each other. Terrible idea.
To main event a pay-per-view.
And Dennis Rodman thought, let me get drunk first. So it was super terrible.
I feel like that was pretty much his MO, like, through the entire 90s. Like, let me get drunk first before he did literally anything.
That was his t-shirt that he sold that nobody remembers.
I want that t-shirt. Let me get drunk first.
The Dennis Rodman. Let me get drunk first t-shirt.
Just on the back, there's like a rainbow afro. It was a tech for a while. I feel like that was, I think he was like, I'm going to do my hair, but let me get drunk first. It was that generation's, but first, let me take a selfie.
Ah, chain smokers, you need to get to work, but let me get drunk first. That's perfect.
Yeah, I know. I know. They should just basically, yeah, butt first. Butt first.
Reagan, how do you feel about Macho Man Randy Savage going into the WWE Hall of Fame?
I'm into it.
Yeah!
Why not?
That is a correct answer. Why isn't the button working anymore? Yeah!
I broke it.
There's too many applause going on here. Yeah, no, I'm into it is the acceptable answer. If you would have said something like no, then that would have been the end of this interview.
Oh, that's all I had to do to get out of this?
Yeah. Macho Man doesn't deserve to go into the Hall of Fame.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Over.
Yeah, absolutely not. And then just silence. I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's a holiday. It's a holiday. Yeah,
that's true. It is a holiday here in the States. Happy MLK Day if you're listening. I hope you have a lot of dreams. Many dreams. Not just one. I believe in multiple opportunities. For as there was a wrestling show last week that happened on Monday.
It was?
Yeah. Raw, you nerd.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. So, it happens every Monday.
It happens every Monday, and as every Monday comes around, I'm wondering, when are they going to start building to this pay-per-view that they have on Sunday?
And then I realize it happens on Sunday, and I don't know any matches on the show. Oh, wait, that's not true.
There's only been one announced. That's the thing.
Reagan, have you watched a Royal Rumble match before?
I don't believe that I have.
You're in for a treat.
Treat.
And also, you're in for a claustrophobic meltdown. You've got...
Oh, really?
You've got 30 people wrestling each other at once, and...
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen this.
You're not expected to pay attention to that.
Yeah, that's a little too many things going on.
Yeah. So this show's happening on Sunday, and up until Sunday, WWE's job is to tell me, hey, you should pay for this show. What are some of the things they did on this show for us to try and get that point
across?
What
did they do? Let me see. Firstly, they had a 20-minute promo, as they do at the beginning of every show. Cena came out.
What do you think about this? I want to ask Reagan this. What do you think about these guys deciding to talk before they wrestle? Why don't they just wrestle?
Well, I mean, it's all sheer entertainment value, and that's part of the, you know, they do the storylines and the character development and stuff. And I feel like the talking beforehand kind of builds that up.
I don't want
to storylines.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes across a lot of times as like cheesy and disingenuous, but like doesn't the entirety of wrestling in a way?
Not if it's from Japan.
No one has done well.
Like suffering succotash. I can't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My favorite
suffering
thing.
Succotash.
Oh yeah. That was
somebody's. That should totally be somebody's phrase.
It's totally should
it
not.
Is.
It is. I
it
think.
Is.
Well,
right. Somebody actually has that as their thing.
Yeah. It's very embarrassing.
Besides, besides Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck and Roman Reigns have the same catchphrase. Maybe at WrestleMania.
Bear in mind, he's 275 pounds, right?
Maybe at WrestleMania, it'll be Daffy Duck versus Roman Reigns for the right to suffering.
For the right to that catchphrase.
Yes.
That's fair prize.
God.
Yeah, like it's not even cute when an animated duck says it. Like, I don't know why anybody would pick that up as their thing.
Why a grown Samoan man who could break you in half would say that same phrase.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
You also had story time with Roman Reigns on Monday.
Oh, yeah, he
stole my gimmick.
He's Mother Goose as well.
Yeah.
He just tells stories now. He sits people down. And okay, let me ask you this. Faraz, we're going to completely miss track of Raw. It's fine.
That's fine.
I want to ask you this. You are a mom.
Yes.
You are responsible for the life of a small child. Is that a correct assessment?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you... Today in the year of our Lord 2015, would you allow your son to watch the professional wrestling product that is currently on television?
It kind of depends. Like, yes and no. It sort of depends on what it is. Like, I watch stuff typically before he does to give it approval or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's very much into superheroes and like fighting and, you know, it's just very like typical little boy stuff. And I think wrestling is probably fine. I haven't gotten him to sit down and like watch a match with me yet, but like I kind of want to, if for no other reason than to just like justify buying that John Cena plush doll and putting it in my room and saying that I did it because my son likes him. I just want that to cuddle with at night.
You did not do that.
Oh my God.
Ooh, this is a whole. Okay, so I heard this story. Tell me if you would do this. Somebody was it was like a one night stand thing, and they went to this girl's house. It wasn't me, it was a friend, I swear.
Uh-huh.
And, a real story?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So she went to this girl's house, and he finds in her doorway, like you walk into her house, and you look inside, and the first thing you see as you walk into this person's home is a life-size John Cena cutout. Would you adorn your doorway with such a decoration?
No, because I'm not tacky, but I also feel like that girl should have gotten a high five and had her pants taken off immediately.
I think she did. I don't think it was because of that. I think
it was just like in addition to that.
He was mortally embarrassed.
I'm not talking about like life size. It's just like I've seen this around and I'm like, I kind of want that. Like, just because I think it's funny and cute, and also like, you know, I'd like to sleep with somebody that's not a real person at night, but you know, just like for pretend.
That is the best thing, I think, the best way I've ever heard it put. I'd like to sleep with someone that's not a
thing
real
that
person.
Isn't real.
Yeah.
I don't like sleeping with another person in my bed. Unless it's my son, then that's normal. Then I'm just like, if it's another grown person, you know, for instance, a man, I'm always just like, I just want you to go away and I want to like go to bed. I want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I feel like this John Cena doll would remedy that. However.
You think he would leave afterward? He'd be like, all right, I'll see you.
Yeah.
Bye.
I think we could high five and he'd just take off and I'd be like, this is the perfect relationship.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I know what's going on. So. You should also invest in getting your child. I'm looking at www.shop.com. They have Rey Mysterio onesies that he can wear.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he's too old for onesies now.
I don't know. How old do you have to be to wear a onesie for us?
You got to be like a year and less, basically.
I think
after a year, the onesie, you kind of outgrow the onesie.
That's all right. I've forgotten how children are operated.
You're going to get an Undertaker glow-in-the-dark bedspread. How about that?
Yeah.
A glow-in-the-dark bed?
Because yeah, a bedspread isn't a bedspread until it glows in the dark, Reagan.
That's I am in agreement with you. Yeah, you know what? since I sort of came out as a wrestling fan, like publicly or whatever, I got two marriage proposals, which I thought was awesome.
What?
I was like, this is all I needed to do the whole time?
Reagan, yeah. Are you familiar?
But somebody was like, wait, you like tacos and burritos and you're funny. Like, okay, we're getting married.
Yes.
Is that cool? I was like, no, but thanks for the offer.
Now, I want to warn you. I worry about you as a friend. And because of that, I want to caution you. In wrestling lore, weddings are the worst.
Generally don't go very well.
Yeah. Do not do either. Someone will walk out of a wall of fire to ruin your wedding. That's one of the standard things that happens. The priest.
You may be kidnapped and taken to Vegas.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You may. Yeah. That may happen at your wedding.
I think that sounds like a very fun wedding.
And then you'll be coerced.
Yeah, but you won't remember what happens next. That's the next part.
And you won't be. And you won't be marrying the right guy either.
Yeah.
That's true. You get like bonked over the head with a gigantic skillet. You'll be, you know, taken to Vegas and then wake up and you'll be married to the wrong man.
Or you might open your wedding present and there'd be a giant snake inside. That has happened.
Oh yeah,
as well.
I forgot that one.
Yeah, you can't. I'm just saying, stay away from weddings. That's
or you get married inside a steel cage.
I was planning on it. I've already done it the one time, you know.
Yeah, you don't need to do it anymore.
Yeah, once was enough.
Unless you want to be like Ric Flair and have five exes.
I have wives.
And I think he's gonna get married again.
Yeah, or like Elizabeth Taylor, wasn't she married like five times? And like one of those times, I always think it's funny when somebody got married like more than twice, but they got twice married to like one the same person.
Yeah, it's like I thought my relationship was unsatisfactory with you, but maybe I was wrong. You know?
Yeah, it's weird. Relationships are a strange thing. Emotions play tricks on you. You're like, yeah, this totally didn't work the first time around, so let's do it again.
Speaking of
a wrestling storyline,
yeah,
I cannot imagine getting married to a person that you've gone through a divorce with. Like, it's just, I cannot imagine that. That's just so nuts.
Yes, if you've ever done that,
the worst of each other through that, like, it's just the absolute worst period of your relationship because you're like, oh, this is, everything's awful.
Well, maybe like there's no, you're right. It's terrible. I can't defend it.
I don't know. Yeah.
If you've ever done that, I would like to share the experience. We do another podcast on thingsdesaz.net that's not about wrestling. And so therefore you can come on and tell us about that at Des Delgadillo or at The Wisp on Twitter. See how we just worked that in there so smoothly? Yes.
It was great. Very, very nice.
Fluid. Speaking of relationships, what do you think about tag team wrestling? Is that something that interests you, or do you like just watching two people going one on one?
I like both of those things. I enjoy tag team. This is gonna sound terrible, but I have very limited attention span. One of the things that I like about wrestling is that it's kind of quick, you know. There's a lot of flash to it, so it's easy to pay attention to. And like, I don't know, the tag team matches are fun because it seems like once the match starts dragging a little bit, then somebody else, it's like an entirely different match when somebody else comes into the ring.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of, and you don't have to look at the same people the whole time.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I like watching the Bellas tag team.
Yeah, I think you might be one of the few people that do.
Yeah. I know. I love them so much. I really, really like them.
Now,
I think if I knew them in real life, I probably wouldn't be able to stand them because they seem like very, very prissy LA types.
Yeah, they don't seem like nice people.
No.
The one. No. Okay,
very self-involved, you know.
So Nikki Bella.
But I like watching them.
Yes, yes. Okay, let's talk about Total Divas. So Nikki Bella, who dates John Cena, is it just me or does she seem like the dumbest human being on the planet? She just does not seem smart to me.
I think that probably somebody else holds that title, but no, she doesn't seem very intelligent.
She's not a smart person. And it's like, how did she get to where she is by not even having a brain on her shoulders? Who is her agent? I want to meet this person.
Yeah, can I have her agent? I mean, like, I look at people like that, and, like, I mean, you know, those girls have to work hard. They have to train hard. So it's not like they don't put in any effort. So, you know, I don't want to, like, discount that. But there's a lot of it. You're like, why is this person, like, so far in their life? You know, what opportunities or advantages did they have?
Yeah, man. How did you get where you are, dude?
I know. I'm like, I want to be there. I mean, I don't necessarily want to be a wrestling diva, but I would like to, you know, be more successful than I am.
Yeah, I think everybody does, except me. I'm content where I am, being undiscovered and poor. No,
there's nothing wrong with being content.
Yeah, I'm content with sleeping on a mattress on the floor, and every other wall in my room is covered in recording equipment. That's fine.
It's totally fine.
That's fine.
If you're happy, it's fine. I'm actually, that's funny. I'm actually sleeping on a mattress on the floor right now because we just moved into this place.
And yes.
There's like no furniture, no nothing. I threw a housewarming party and we just had like, we had people sit on like street furniture. And they're like, are we literally sitting on garbage? Like, I don't want to answer this question.
Because the answer is yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And the thing that was funny is because I share a place with a roommate, and he comes from an improv background, and obviously I come from a stand-up comedy background. And for whatever reason, there's this rivalry between those two groups. And so we threw the housewarming party. We have like these two groups, and like the house just seemed kind of divided. It was really weird energy.
Ooh.
And these two girls were getting really attitude-y with each other. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I don't really know what to do except just sort of, like, sit back and, like, let it play out and try and feed everybody and, like, give them drinks and just be like, everybody, please enjoy yourselves. But, yeah, and I was like, afterwards, I was like, that was kind of weird. And I feel like I'm never inviting anybody over to my house ever again. Like, nothing bad happened. It was just, like, I didn't enjoy myself the entire, because I was, like, worried the whole time that, like, people were going to, like, fight or something. I don't know.
Stand-ups versus improvs.
I know, and it's so dumb because we're all part of the larger community of comedy. There's no reason for, like, the tension or the rivalry. I don't know.
It's a much funnier version of Bloods versus Crips, I think.
Crips, yes.
It's just more with more comedy.
NWO versus WCW.
Oh, God. For us, tying it back to wrestling. This is why we have you on the show, for us.
Yeah.
Yes, somebody to keep us on track.
Yeah, Ferez is the MVP. No, I'm telling you, Ferez is the guy that he's always prepared to step into the show if I'm like too drunk, which is often.
But first, let me get drunk.
Yeah. First, let me get drunk.
Trust me, some of the funniest things I will ever read is Dez drunk at 3 a.m. UK time.
Yeah.
So do you ever get drunk before shows, Dez?
What's that?
Do you ever get drunk before you perform?
No, actually, I'll usually like have a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
yeah, kind of loosen up. Yeah, I've noticed. Yeah. It's funny because you can usually see the difference between somebody who gets like way toasty and not.
Yeah, no, I don't get super toasty until after the performance, and then I'm like, yes. And then it depends on how badly it did.
You get toasty afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. And if you did really bad, then you can get super drunk. And if you did all right, then you can celebrate and get super drunk.
Yes.
Yeah. So that works. Ferez doesn't drink, so he's just sitting here, maybe a little afraid right now. Ferez, I don't want to end the show without mentioning some news of what happened on Raw. So for those unaware, yes, there is a triple threat match at the Royal Rumble, which again is happening on Sunday. Holy crap! And
they're not gonna sell us anything today because it's an old school Raw. So
yes, Reagan, are you excited for Raw tonight and watching all these old people come back?
Yeah, yeah. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. That's if I don't fall asleep by like 7 p.m.
Yeah, can you watch an entire 3-hour Raw?
Yeah, I don't think that I could stay in the. I don't think that I could stay in the room the entire time, but I definitely would have it on the whole time.
It's hard for me. I just have to wait for
fast forward.
I fast forward through everything. So long.
I treat all sports the same, you know. I mean, like the only sport that I'm not a huge fan of watching at all is football.
Yeah.
Usually people think I'm super crazy for saying that, but like I grew up watching baseball, and then like, I mean, from the time I was really, really little, I used to watch baseball with my grandpa. And then like when I was 12, I started watching basketball, and I've just been like, I've been a huge basketball fan. I played, you know, in school. Like, so I like watching those games, and I can pay attention most of the time, but you know, when it's like a big sporting event, I like to just like, I like it to be a thing. Like, I want to have drinks and snacks and I'll be able to like come and go.
That's right. You can't do that with Raw. It's less fun. But for us, there's a 3-way at the pay-per-view that we have to pay for. And John Cena, Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar. I think basically the prediction here is, my prediction is, Cena pins Rollins, and then Rollins cashes in and pins Cena. It sounds
correct. It's the best way to go.
It sounds super stupid, but they do super stupid things.
It's the best way to go because it will keep Brock Lesnar strong.
Yes,
for whoever he faces at WrestleMania, and which I'm hoping is still Daniel Bryan. But
we'll see.
Me too. He's my favorite. He's my favorite so far.
Okay, let me ask you this, Reagan. Are you familiar with the work of one Brock Lesnar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's a terrifying
human being.
My favorite, one of my all-time favorite people, and just a terrifying human being. Now, Daniel Bryan, also one of my all-time favorite people, and I know one of yours. If Brock Lesnar and Daniel Bryan wrestle at WrestleMania, what are the chances that Daniel Bryan is not murdered? I fear for him.
That is kind of scary, especially because he already got that really severe shoulder injury long ago.
He couldn't even move his right arm for months.
Yeah, he was like down for the count. That's sexy. These guys put their bodies through so much.
Yeah,
because Brock Lesnar is an MMA fighter, right?
Yeah, he was. Well, he started off as a
wrestler,
all-American wrestler, and then
right.
He did WWE, then he went to Japan, and then he did MMA, and he did very well in MMA, and then he came back to WWE.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think I was watching, cause he was around in WWE in like 2001, 2002, right?
Yeah, and this guy,
2002, yeah.
I was talking about.
I was watching one of those old matches with him in it. It was so nuts. He's terrifying.
He is a great man. And
considering he nearly killed someone last year at WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah.
It's frightening.
He legitimately nearly murdered The Undertaker last year.
Right. But there are rumors that him and Bryan Daniels are going to have a match.
I will be there for it at WrestleMania, and I don't want to be a part of Daniel Bryan's.
You don't want to like, bring like a, well, I was going to say, yeah, just like, I don't know, just cover your ears.
Yeah, he may die.
It is pretty terrifying.
Yeah,
he's one of my favorite guys. He's just very, very likable, isn't he?
He's a great dude. I listen to him. He does interviews, and in WWE, you're not allowed to talk about companies outside of WWE.
He does, right. though.
And then that's all Daniel Bryan does. He just loves watching, like, Japanese wrestling. He's a giant nerd, even though he's doing it. He's still a geek at heart. He just gets paid to kick people in the face every day, which is awesome.
Yeah, no, it's like, he's just, he comes across to me as very earnest.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan, what do you think of the beard, by the way? Is it time to get rid of it?
No, that beard is like his thing.
Yeah, if you got rid of it, I remember people.
It'd be weird.
I was watching the 2012 Royal Rumble the other day with some friends.
When he was champion.
Yeah, I was watching it with some friends, and because I have those sometimes, and and people were just shocked looking at Bryan now, going, "Wow, Daniel Bryan! When we could actually see his face, this is refreshing."
I don't think I've ever been able to see his face. And it's funny because like he got married to Brie, the other Bella twin,
the less annoying one.
The less annoying one, you know. I like
the hippie one.
They're fun to watch, and I think Nikki might be the less intelligent one, but like she's got her like real estate license. There's like she has to have gone to school and like gotten through like she has to be a fairly good businesswoman is my point. And to be a fairly good businesswoman, you have to have some level of intelligence. But she comes across like a certain way. Bree seems more like socially intelligent, but she also comes across as like more manipulative. She meddles.
She meddler.
She likes to meddle. She's like she's got her life a certain way. You know, she's got a nice house, a nice career, a good husband. And she's like trying to set all those things up for her sister because she's like, I love you, but it's just kind of like beat her head up against a wall.
Those are the worst.
I know. And you're just like, why are you doing this? Like what you're doing comes across as terrible. But anyway, when they got married, they got married and he had that giant beard like on their wedding day. And I was like, you might have wanted to shave, but you know, that's like part of who he is. I think.
Part of who he is.
No. So I think he keeps the beard.
I think he needs to keep the beard, and one day he needs to get beaten. But
in a beard versus hair match.
Yeah, something like a beard versus hair match. That's the only way I think he can lose the beard at this point. If he just shows up one day and his beard is gone, they WWE cost themselves so much money.
Yeah.
They can't call him Goatface anymore then, can they?
No, they can't. They
have Goatface.
Normal face.
Yeah. You have a plain face.
Yeah. Your face is boring.
You have a boring face.
All right, Reagan, 30 people are going to fight for the right to wrestle the champion at WrestleMania.
Whoever it may be.
We don't know who all 30 people are, but I want to take your prediction right now. Who do you think is winning on Sunday?
Oh, my God. I don't even have a prediction. I'm never good at guessing who wins.
I am predicting, officially for us, we've talked about it for weeks, this is my official prediction. Keep
official.
Track of
this. I'm writing this down.
All right. My prediction for Sunday to win the Royal Rumble and main event WrestleMania is...
We're in Succotash.
I think it will be Roman Reigns.
Okay. Mm. You know what? I think that's a fair assessment.
I'm still hoping that Brock Lesnar keeps the title and it's Daniel Bryan.
Oh, hope and think for me are two very different things.
Yes. I still think you're probably right. It's going to be Roman Reigns.
I think it is going to be Roman Reigns, but I do hope. Yeah, it's like you hope for the other. I hope for Bryan Daniels, but.
Oh my God! If last year's Battle Royal or Royal Rumble, Reagan, completely—it's
worth watching just because it was so hilarious. At
it
the
completely
end.
Backfired on them because the reason the fan by the end of the match, the fans were booing the match, and the reason they were booing it is because Daniel Bryan was not in it. That's the only reason they were upset.
And they were booing the big one of the best baby faces good guys have ever had.
It was amazing. Just because Daniel Bryan was not there. They hated this match. Tremendous.
That's amazing.
So if he doesn't win this year, they're going to be pissed.
We're not the only people. If he doesn't win this. So that was last year.
That was last year.
Do you think that
luckily they fixed it.
Well, they put him in it at least.
Yeah, they saved their asses in the end. And that was just because CM Punk left. Otherwise, they would. They would have just gone ahead.
They would have put him in a match with Sheamus.
Oh God!
Well,
we'll see what happens. Who's your pick for us to win this thing?
Roman Reigns.
All right, unanimous across the board. We'll see what happens on Sunday. I hope we're wrong. That's the only two matches I know are happening on Sunday.
I think BMB and who I think they'll probably schedule that rematch with Dolph.
Oh, with Dolph?
Yeah.
What are they doing, a BNB Cesaro feud for a minute?
Yeah, but who's going to be the face?
That's true. Oh, that's right, because they brought him back and then they turned him like super
heel
fast.
Straight again the next week.
Straight again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we go, Reagan, I wanted to ask you about this. I don't know if you're familiar with the work of one Diamond Dallas Page, but he's more of a WCW guy. He had his stint in WWF, but I think we'd all like to forget it.
Yeah, I have.
He's best known in 2015 anyway for his very successful yoga program, DDP Yoga. I think I know you're really big into yoga. I think you should investigate this yoga program and give us your
I do like yoga and I practice it, but I am actually a certified Ashtanga yoga instructor.
There you go. Oh, wow. You need to give us a blow-by-blow critique of what you think of Diamond Dallas Page's yoga.
I'm actually pretty sure that I follow his page. Like, I follow his DDP yoga on social media, but I don't know that I paid enough attention to it. I don't think that I knew the association. I was just like, you know, what do you guys think? Have you seen any of it? Is it normal yoga? Is it just him being?
He takes it pretty seriously because
it seems to me to be pretty legitimate yoga. There's more of an emphasis for him on like the working out aspect, and I think yoga is supposed to be more like of a meditative thing, right?
Not necessarily. The thing with yoga is like the word yoga means union, so like it's a union of like body, mind, and spirit. So it's if you're doing what they call a pose is an asana. So if you're doing an asana correctly, but you're not breathing right, then you're not doing yoga. Like you have to, everything kind of has to be in sync. It can be really difficult and it takes a lot of practice, you know, because sometimes you're straining to get into something and like you're shortening your breath. So like it's not always about like the, you know, like lighting candles and breathing deep. It's about, you know, getting into a correct posture and being able to like breathe easy through something that's really physically hard to do. Mm.
Well, I don't know if he does any of that, but he does say bro a lot and make the diamond cutter sign.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, it's funny because people always think of yoga as like really light and fluffy. And I'm like, you know, I was like, you must have never done it because it's actually pretty difficult and it can be really, hard and feel like unnatural. You're like, my body doesn't really work this way. Like it doesn't bend. Like, I don't understand. And it's hard to keep up if you don't, like, if you don't know what's going on. I don't really teach a whole lot, but I have in the past, and like, it is kind of fun. It is kind of fun to watch somebody fall over. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I bet it is. It's funny in anything, though.
Yeah, I'm just like, I mean, I've never laughed at a student in a class, but I'm just like,
oh, I would.
Oh, I would so quickly. I would. You are such a good person for not laughing.
I laugh on the inside, but you know, you don't want to make somebody feel bad because it's just like, okay, it's like, we'll try it again. You know, and it's normal. It's normal to fall over. It's totally like, I've never fallen in front of a class. And if I did, I would fully expect everybody to laugh at me, but I've fallen sort of in my own personal practice. Cause I'll try the harder, like the things that I'm not exactly ready to do yet. So I try those things and I'll be like falling over. But I definitely laugh. I was actually doing like a tutorial video and I was doing crow pose, which is it's a balanced pose where you're balancing on your hands and your legs are up. Like, you prop your knees up on your elbows and you lean forward and all the weight is like in the front part of your body and your legs are up off the ground. So I was doing a tutorial video and just lost the pose and fell flat on my face. Like, I watched the video over and over again because it was hilarious. Because like, you could tell I was surprised and just like smashed my face in the ground. It was really funny.
That's terrible. Somebody
yes,
should.
Yes, you know what else DDP is famous for, though, right?
Stalking the Undertaker's wife.
Not that too. Oh. He's also famous for his book Positively Page, which, by the way, if you go to thingsdezsays.net.
Yes, yes.
And you click on the thing that says, click here.
Click here. What does that do for us? What happens when you click there?
It'll take you to the Amazon.com that you know and love.
Ah.
And there you can buy Positively Page if you wanted to by DDP.
Could. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe you could even get somebody to do the audiobook. Maybe you could get him to do the audiobook.
To do the audiobook. And he'll just say bro a lot.
He says bro and dude and man.
I think interesting that he could have done so many different things with that name. Like, I don't know, why did he go for the like, it was very porn star name, like
Diamond.
Diamond Dallas Page. Like, it sounds too much like Debbie Does Dallas. Like, his real first name is Page. It's like Page something Biz. I don't know.
Is it? I don't even know his
Yeah,
real name.
it's like, his name's like Page Falkenberg Jr. or something
Well,
like that, which obviously, yeah, drop that last name.
personally, I just call him Sir. You know,
Yeah,
that's true. DD, I am gonna, I'm, you should, on Things Des Says, you should put some links up to his yoga page. I'm definitely gonna check out his yoga stuff later.
Yeah, you should. I'd like to know what you think of it. Perhaps he's terrible, and we just don't know because we're uneducated.
Yeah, well, like, there's so many different forms of yoga. It's hard to tell, you know.
Well, you can
There's
also order your DDP yoga from Amazon.com and use the thingsdesays.net affiliate link so we make a little bit of money and keep the lights on over here at this podcast. Not that we
There you
necessarily need
go.
them.
Yeah, that looks good.
There you go. So do that for us. And before we go, I want to encourage everyone listening who hasn't already and calls himself a fan of professional
Wrestling fan.
wrestling in the slightest to head on over to Access TV and watch the New Japan Pro Wrestling show that just started airing Friday nights at 9.
Which goes
It's.
in conflict with TNA's Impact. Don't watch TNA
You
Impact.
don't need to.
Don't.
First of all, you probably don't even have the channel. Don't bother getting the channel. It's shit, I
Jeff
promise.
Hardy's injured, so I'm not interested.
So watch the New Japan Pro Wrestling show. Dave Meltzer called it the best 1 hour wrestling show he has seen in his life. This man is. He's
He's
watched
watched everything.
he's watched everything you can think of. So watch this show, I implore you. I watched the first episode on Friday. It was tremendous.
You and me both.
Keep watching, man. Make sure they get picked up for a second season because New Japan in English is that's what this country needs. That's what's going to turn this country around. It's New
Forget
Japan.
the economy. Forget everything else. New
No.
Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's it. Reagan, tell us a little bit about how people can maybe learn more about your yoga, how they can get signed up for one of your classes, or check out one of your comedy shows.
Okay, well, yeah, I will give you all the information. I work privately under Funny Girl Yoga, which you can find my page on Facebook, and that gives you all the info. I mostly teach privately, so you can book sessions that way. When I am not yoga-ing, I'm doing stand-up, and you can catch me at Universal Bar and Grill on February 2nd at 11:30, and I'll be that's in North Hollywood, and then I'll be at Jimmy's Bar. That's February 5th. And then I'll be back at Universal Bar and Grill telling some jokes on the 23rd. You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Reagan Tally. And you can also look me up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/spinachpuffLF, as in llama face. Those are
Llama
all the things
face.
that you can follow me for updates. I always post and promote shows on there. And I do test runs on jokes. So, say funny things sometimes. Doesn't always work, but most of the time it's fun. And you can see me talk about yoga, my kid, and my ridiculous dating life.
And tacos.
And tacos. That is always a running theme in my life. Yeah, I'm trying to incorporate food into the whole like funny girl thing, like healthy, like a healthy veggie taco truck idea. We'll see
Oh,
how it goes.
you should start a restaurant called Yoga Taco.
Yoga taco. Yeah,
Yeah.
yoga taco.
I also promote shows and test jokes on my Twitter at Des Delgadillo. You can check my Twitter out and follow all the podcasts and things like that. Faraz is at The Wisp,
I don't
THA.
promote anything.
He sure doesn't.
Just promote yourself.
That's right. And of course, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Leave us a review if you'd like. Let the people know that you enjoy what you get from thingsdesays.net. It's not just a waste of your time. And of course, if you have an extra dollar or two, use the thingsdesays.net Amazon link and you'll help us by doing what you were going to do anyway. And it gives us a little bit of cash back. And if you don't do that, well, then Faraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.